flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
94-94. Let's go to the phone lines here. Andy in Westchester's up. What's up, Andy?
Andrew.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's Andy, up, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. You got to split Kyle a gummy.
Kyle will be okay, man.
I'm fine.
I mean, he'll be okay.
You know, before you go on, he was trying to comment. I like having the butterflies and the sweat 48 hours for the game. I don't want to calm down.
You
live for this stuff.
You playing the game before the game even being played.
Well, I'm not playing any games. I'm just trying to get ready to watch it. Andy, what's up? What are you thinking?
The thing is, I'm feeling good about it. I don't think we've talked about it all week. You can't take these guys lightly. But the Eagles aren't going to. But I get, that's having nerves. But I feel good. I'm really good going in. And people like to make Rocky comparisons on this station. I was thinking about it, and we're Apollo Creed. We're not Rocky. Because Rocky loses and Rocky won. So those are the guys trying to come up and be next thing. And they're putting up a good fight, but I just don't see them winning.
You know, Andy, I like the analogy because I think it took us a while this season to recognize that we are really good, right? Because they started 2-2, the defense stunk in the beginning.
Because they didn't live up to the expectation that we set for them.
And it's looked different than we expected, but the Eagles are clearly the favorite, Andy. They're supposed to win. They're 6.5-point favorites. They're at home. In fact, right now, we're the favorite to win the whole thing. I mean, we are, in this analogy, we are Creed.
Yeah, well, you and Kyle have converted me to ride the D. But I think looking at it, and you think
that's right.
Usually when
you just said that on the air too.
You're right with me, right to Pound Town.
That's a lot.
We're taking the Commanders to Pound Town. There's no question. Whether or not you're in the D, we're taking the Commanders to Pound Town.
You guys
look at the quarterback and putting the team on his back. I think Saquon's putting the team on his back because he's not having it. He's just he's never been in a position like this, and I don't think he's going to give up. He's not going to let this go, this chance go. He's just going to carry us right through it.
Well, Andy, I'm glad you mentioned that, Andy. A good phone call. So, Hugh, usually when a team wins a championship, and this would be an NFC championship, right? Usually the first picture you have at the podium with the trophy is the quarterback, right? And this is not taking anything away from Jalen. He deserves to be up there Sunday holding the George Halas trophy. But 2 years ago, when the Eagles won the NFC Championship, that's what I wanted to see as a fan, because Jalen had been doubted. Jalen, no one saw that MVP caliber season coming, and that was kind of his moment, right? I made it.
Yeah.
You know who I want to see?
Saquon.
Saquon. This is now it's same teams, teammates, but when I picture them winning Sunday, and I picture, Fox broadcasters given. And the commissioner, I don't know if he's going to be here in Kansas City. But when they give the George Halas trophy, I want Saquon to hold it up.
He will. He will. The quarterback's going to hold it too. But Saquon's going to be on stage. They're probably going to hold it together. And he's going to talk about – Saquon's probably going to be out there crying, which I would expect him to be because his – and I can't say it enough. I can't stress it enough. How his life has changed from the 6 seasons that he was in the NFL in 1 season. To be a part of this, regardless of what happens this weekend, even though I predict we're going to win. But, man, this has been, for him, one hell of a ride.
The best way I could describe the difference, Hugh, Saquon Barkley in the first 6 years of his career was really just, you thought about him for fantasy football, right? He never played in any big game. He played in 2 playoff games. He won one, lost the one here.
He was a fantasy running back.
But, no one watched their games most years. They were a terrible football team. It's he wasn't on primetime much. He wasn't in the NFL public conscious other than we knew he was good, right? We knew he was obviously a tremendously talented player. Now he's playing in the biggest games, and he's got one win from playing in the biggest game. And as Elliot pointed out, Hugh, he's He's a couple games away from having, what does LA call it, the winner's rushing record? The most total rushing yards when you include the playoffs? So
yeah.
I want to see him raise that trophy on Saturday. Let's go to John in Long Island. What's up, John?
Hey, guys.
What's up, John?
I'm just wondering, why are you guys not talking about how Jake Elliott made our hearts almost stop on last week?
Okay, why are you not talking about that, Joe?
Why are we talking? Why aren't
on the kicker, hold man? Like seriously,
if he hit,
it's
if
a big
he
deal.
Hit those two extra points,
Hugh, you don't think it's a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal to do a 4-hour show.
Well, no, I don't think so either. But it is a big deal.
I ain't talking about it. Ain't a big deal, man.
Hugh, it's not for one play on Sunday. He's the reason we lost.
Listen.
He missed two extra points.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Talk about the kicker, man. We'll at these 5-6 minutes to talk about. Go for it. You got it. The floor is yours.
Listen, what I'm saying is, let's say Jake goes out there and after their first touchdown, and I think they're going to score multiple touchdowns, and he misses the first extra point. Do you then just sit him for the rest of the game? I think they should just go for two-pointers from that point. Because think about how many points. Last week, we were at least at 14 points on that final drive, and then it's only a touchdown, so we're not going to lose the game if they don't make that massive play by Carter. If they're up by 7, at least you're feeling a little more comfortable and you're not as desperate.
Well, of course, because, John, you'd get the ball back at worst tied, right? So the worst-case scenario would be overtime rather than the worst-case scenario would be losing. Yeah, John, I think we're playing with fire with him. I've thought this the entire year. It hasn't bit them with a loss yet, but, yeah, I mean, they got two games to go. I don't feel comfortable at all with Jake Elliott. I just hope he doesn't ruin everything.
How do you suggest we fix this problem with Jake Elliott?
Well, no, they're not going to, but it doesn't mean I have to feel okay about it. It's like having a bad closer in baseball. It's like you hope it doesn't ruin everything, but it could. I mean, oh, yeah. I don't know how you feel good. He's missing extra points.
And being an Eagles fan, you know it's coming down to that final play every single week. They could be up by 40 points. It's coming down to that final play every week. They're killing us.
So I think John brought up an interesting hypothetical. John, appreciate it. If he misses the first extra point, do you start going for twos?
No, you let him do his thing.
But what if he just misses every one? Can't let him lose the game.
You asked me a question, and I gave you an answer. If he misses the first, I'm going to give him a chance to kick another one.
Then? He missed two last week.
That is a proposition or something that I'm going to cross that bridge when I get to it. But he's going to get two. He's going to get two opportunities. He'll get two. Now, on the third, all depends on how tight the game is or if I got bungholitis. But I look at it like this. I know this game is going to be tight. I don't think it's going to be Jake Elliott kicker tight. I don't think it's going to be that. I understand people's concern. I'm not trying to diminish your concern about the kicker, but I don't think it's going to be Jake Elliott kicking one point game tight. I don't think it's going to be that. Definitely don't think it's going to be that.
So it might not, but it also could be the difference between up two scores in the fourth quarter and up one.
I hear you.
Right? Like,
I hear you.
Like 10 is way different than 7 or 8.
No, I get it. I get that.
Yeah, that's where I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be a one-point game, but he makes or misses, we feel comfortable versus not quite as comfortable like last week.
It's going to be – this game is going to have its twists and turns. It really, really is. But at the end of the day, the Eagles prevail. Because they're coming in – you have to think. It's almost like a heavyweight fight where you have one fighter that's known for power and a little bit of speed, and then you have another fight. It's a cagey fighter, good fighter, young up-and-comer cagey. But you got to figure out a way to not get hit with that knockout blow.
Sure.
That's what the Commodores are. They're looking for ways to keep this game as close as they possibly can and try to win it late in the game. That's what they're trying to do. That's going to be their philosophy. Because just try to stand toe-to-toe with us and go blow for blow, they're not able to do that. I don't care how good their quarterback has been playing. Because you've been playing in a way where you like to throw the football. You put the ball in harm's way. You've benefited tremendously from that, but at some point your luck's going to run out, especially if you're back there with a much better secondary man for man, and you only got run receiver that you're actually trying to get it to. Because in a perfect world, Zach Ertz, as good as he's played, do you worry about him matched up one-on-one with any of our linebackers as far as speed is concerned?
He's not outrunning people.
Yeah, I don't think so. So I feel like your best chance to win, because I feel like we're taking away the running game, is Scary Terry.
And Daniel's legs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
your two. Yeah. And I'm trying to take both of those away from him. I'm taking the quarterback away with the spy. And I got Quinyon for Scary.
Well, Quinyon practicing yesterday was a big thing. All right, 215-592-9494 for the Sirianni press conference coming up in just a matter of minutes here. Yeah, so when you go to Sunday, Sirianni's got a couple things he's got to think about. One, how often Dan Quinn's going to go for fourth downs, and does Sirianni match? Does he get aggressive, or does he just do his more conservative thing the way he's done most of the season, let's say since October? And the other thing he's got to think of is Elliott, right? Like, how much does he trust him? If it's a 50-yard field goal, is he giving it to him in the first quarter? The Elliott thing's been so up and down, and I think publicly Sirianni's been very, like, I trust him.
Been very positive.
But I think your actions speak louder than words. Coaches always say they trust players. I mean, and then they either put him on the field in a big moment or they don't. So we'll find out if he misses another kick on Sunday how much he trusts him. Now, here, the one that's funny is he made all his field goals last week.
He
missed the extra points.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, that's weird, because you would think that the field goals would be a lot harder. And extra points, because the extra points are like right there.
I think one of the field goals was 44. Yeah, the extra points were 35.
It's kind of weird, but it's just one of those things. I understand people's concern with that, but I just don't. You know, I'm not putting that much stock.
But I think part of why people are concerned is 2 years ago we did the same thing with the punter, Hugh.
In the Super Bowl.
This is almost as big as the Super Bowl.
I mean, I get it, but I just feel like when you talk about man for man with this team. It's not going to come down. It's not going to be a one-point game like that. It's probably going to be more like a six. It's probably going to be like 6 or 7.
But 6 is 9 if he makes the field goal.
The game is
just totally over at that point. 215-592-9494. Let's check in on our poll question today on the gut feel on this football game at WIP Midday Show on Twitter today. We asked, gut feeling for Sunday. Eagles win close. Eagles win big. Or deep down, I'm scared. This is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, where do you think the voting went? Three choices. Eagles win close. Eagles win big. Deep down, I'm scared. What got the
most
votes?
I'm going to say Eagles win close.
That got the most votes at 46%. Next?
I'm scared.
That actually got the least. So Eagles, okay. Eagles win big at 33%. 21% deep down, I'm scared.
Okay.
It's an interesting breakdown. So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
29% feel a victory, 21% deep down. They are scared. And there's probably some people out there like Kyle that are going back and forth. Kyle, 12 o'clock hour, what's the gut feel now?
I'm feeling a little bit better as the day goes on.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Waffling.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I'm a mess. It's just, it's not that, like, I'm scared per se. It's just, I don't want to lose. Like, this is coming from a place of, I know, but I'm not putting on this fake bravado, like, hey, we're going to kick their ass, like... It's a 6.5 point line. Anything can happen in this game. So I just, you know, I'm not going to feel better until the game's over. Sorry.
No, I'm not that 31-17 confident, but I'm confident they win.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten there either. No, I have a score in my head. We'll talk about it later, but it's more closer to a field goal or 4 points than it is, you know, 14 points. That I don't see. We'll get the Nick Sirianni press conference coming up in just a couple minutes here. Let's go to Barry in West Philly. What's up, Barry?
Hey, what's up, guys? Like, man, I'm so pumped about this game, I can barely contain my excitement. Come on, y'all, you got to get on the bandwagon.
Who does? Kyle?
Come on, it's playoffs, man. We know this thing. Hey, look, man, it was said already. This thing runs through Philly, man. It's our time now.
Barry, home field advantage, the crowd. It does. And they earned this. They got the 2 seed, and they got the gift last week, the Lions going up. Barry, we got to take advantage of this.
Look, man, I'm about to do this thing the same way that I did it last week. Yo, Kyle, cue the music, boy.
Cue the music, Kyle.
This is rolling to the link for the first time this season. You're going to leave this thing with Cornelius. For what reason? You told Jalen Hurts right that is if you dare, you're about to find out why no one likes us. We don't care. Man, what bet you better than kick? Because the price you did just talk you. If this is what you're looking for, I'll give you a war. Broken and defeated. Now watch your soul rising to new heights. Life shining over me. Watching with every move we make with you as we host that Lombardi Trophy. So before you make another threatening monologue, can hurt.
Appreciate you, Barry. We got the spelling right here, which is half the battle, as we found out this week. How about the mayor redeeming herself on the afternoon show?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Didn't get a chance to hear it,
well,
but I heard
the spelling was correct,
herself.
Which is really, that's...
It's too late now because she lives in infamy. They've already made T-shirts about that spelling. It's a wrap.
Well, she's not the
but
first
she
one.
Leaned into
I mean,
it.
Someone
leaned
on
into
our
it,
show
though.
This week also spelled it wrong. I mean,
no, she leaned into it. We ain't talking about that person. We talking about the mayor.
I know.
The mayor, we talking about
you said it lives in infamy.
I did that as a teaching
no,
moment,
you
though.
Didn't.
I did as a teaching
oh,
moment.
Oh, you stop
because,
it.
That's
no,
a lie.
I did. Because
it's a flat-out lie.
I did do it as a teaching moment.
You're lying to the whole jerks.
What you talking about? Because I'm the one that told y'all I did it. You didn't even know.
You are a fraud.
No, actually,
I'm not a fraud.
I did, and yeah. I didn't want to embarrass you. I didn't want to embarrass you.
Y'all didn't know. I gave y'all a teaching moment right there. I taught you guys that sometimes it could be a little, you know, it could be a little unnerving.
I think as a good co-host,
did you learn?
You can only really embarrass your co-host once a month. And last week, I had to point out that you called me John by accident. So I was letting the Eagles misspelling go this week.
I did it on purpose. No, teaching moment, man.
Kyle, is there any chance he did it on purpose?
Actually, zero.
There's a teaching moment. It was a teaching moment.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to Aaron, who's up next. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia! It's Bird Afraid!
Aaron, what are we feeling?
You know, I had a premonition midweek, and Joe, I gotta tell you, I'm kind of the anti-Joe Chilio.
Okay.
You're an herbivore, I'm a carnivore. I've been on the carnivore diet for like 3 months. I lost 30 pounds. But so
good
I'm just trying to get my fan card in butchering, right? So I went and I bought this 20-pound chuck roll. And I went on the YouTube, and I was going to learn how to do it, right? And I just destroyed the steak. I absolutely did not know what I was doing. But during the time of the video rolling on YouTube, out of nowhere comes up the NFC Championship game, the Eagles versus the Minnesota Vikings. And I just got that feeling that that's exactly what's going to happen this weekend.
Patrick Robinson, Nick Foles, Flea Flicker. Aaron, who's returning an interception for a touchdown? Cooper DeJean, Quinn Young.
The Commanders are going to drive down the field. The first drive of the game, they're going to score a touchdown. We're going to be like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? And then Nick Fangio and our gangrene defense is going to make the changes, and they're going to explode 38-14. It's time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the liberals away, because the Cowboys are coming to town. And just like the late, great Carl Weather said, there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Let's go.
Now we're talking. Aaron, good phone call. Aaron woke up early in San Diego to yell on the radio with us. I like that. So he picked 38-14. Blowout.
I hope so. I don't think so, but I hope so.
Can I give you the path to a blowout?
What's the path to a blowout?
So you know how you mentioned earlier you compared the way the Commanders go for all the four downs to, like, live by the three, die by the three?
Yeah.
So once in a while you have a game in the NBA, and it happens in the playoffs, the finals, all the time, where a team will shoot lights out, right, and then they can beat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that same team could have a bad three-point shooting night, and they get blown out. So there's a world where the Commanders go for 6 4th downs, and this week they only get one, and that's how we blow them out.
Yeah,
there's also there's also a world where they get four of them, right, and then we got a game.
Or pick six, and we take it to the house.
Woo!
That can happen. This game, I predict that whatever the Commanders do, whoever gets the ball first, the Commodores, they're going to try to do some shock and awe. They're going to try to score on their first drive. Like, they're going to do everything in their power to make it a track meet or try to throw the Eagles off. I think that's going to be their game.
They're going for the fourth down.
Yeah, they probably damn the torpedoes. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to, you know, get a chunk play in the first couple series. Seriously. So, yeah, they're going to try to do everything they can to get that leg up. Because the longer this game goes on and you get lathered up, like Coach used to say, then it's gonna work in our favor, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, there's also that the extra aggression. They could also make a mistake, right? If you do that,
yeah.
I mean, they probably have to have some of those.
They're
plays.
Gonna try to crowd the crowd up quick, man. Because they did that. That's what they did when they were in Detroit. They took the crowd out of it. That crowd was on a roller coaster ride in that game in Detroit.
Well, that's why if we get up, and that's why I was saying the other day with Sirianni with his decision making, I want to put my foot on their throat because they were down. I mean, they were down 7-3 to Detroit. Detroit was driving. They forced a fumble and the game changed. You know, they didn't. It wasn't like they went up, you know, 14-0 on Detroit. They were down early, but they responded. If we get up on them, we got to put our foot on the throat and just end this football game. I know we're all talking about being close, a nail biter, and Kyle's, you know, sick back there. I'd much rather just find a way to get up big on them early. And then, Hugh, the one thing that it's difficult to imagine is a rookie quarterback down 14 or 17 having to throw.
Yeah, and having them come back.
Yeah, then we can pin our ears back, Nolan Smith and Josh Sweat.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
See, like, a little bit of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do this from that perspective. 215-592-9494.